Sometimes documentation describes bit patterns in groups of three. Three-bit groups are named using the first eight pattern names of hexadecimal. This method is called octal notation. A bit pattern can be named using hexadecimal names, octal names, or many other notations. For example, here is a bit pattern, 0110101010. Starting from the right, making groups of three, we have two groups of three and two bits left over. An extra bit is mentally appended at the left, so we have three groups. Each group is given an octal name, so this pattern is described as 152 in octal notation. The same pattern can be grouped into two groups of four. Each group of four is given a hexadecimal name, so the same pattern is called 6A in hexadecimal. Octal is awkward to use with 8-bit computers because the groups don't split evenly into octal pattern names. But you should know it. Historically, some computer documentation used octal pattern names. Also, in several programming languages, C and Java among them, octal notation is signaled by a leading zero. So, for example, if in your program you have the integer constant 0152, this really means octal, and you will get different bits than you expected. Hexadecimal is signaled by 0x in front of a pattern name, so you get the expected pattern. 152 means a decimal integer, which will give you the appropriate pattern of bits to express a decimal integer. I have lost an unfortunate number of hours in total despair over dysfunctional programs that could not possibly be wrong, only to discover a constant buried deep inside the code that started with a zero when it should not have. So I got an octal pattern rather than the representation of the decimal integer that I expected. Adding zeros to the left of a pattern creates a new pattern. The new pattern has its own name. 0x0, 4 bits, is a different pattern than 0x00, which is 8 bits. Sadly, people are not consistent about this, and depending on context, both patterns might be called 0x0. If you're reading documentation that describes bit patterns or machine instructions, things like that, be very careful that you know how many bits are being described. Sometimes this calls for very careful reading. When the number of bits is not a multiple of 4, it is conventional to add 0 bits to the left and then to name the pattern as usual. This is what we have been doing. Watch out for this problem in reading documentation.